does the passage reveal Jesus. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was, while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained, so that they did not know him. And he said to them, "What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?" Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known the things which have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" So they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who is a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it was just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Luke 24:13-27, New King James Version. I pray often throughout the day that Jesus will be revealed to me as I read the scriptures. Ephesians 1:17-18. It's all about him, not about me. When the scriptures are speaking to me, it's something like what the disciples experienced as Jesus gave them a personal Bible study. And they said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us?" Luke 24:32, New King James Version. The Holy Spirit and the scriptures have been sent to testify about Jesus. John 15:26, John 5:39. When that revelation of Jesus comes to me from the scriptures, that's what I begin to work with. I will write those verses down on 3x5 cards and read and think about those verses for months sometimes. It's amazing that there is so much that can be revealed about Jesus. When the eunuch, Acts 8:34, asked Philip about a scripture passage from Isaiah, written 700 years before Christ, immediately Philip took that passage and proclaimed to him about Jesus the Messiah. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus, Acts 8:35. So pray that you will see Jesus as you read the scriptures. You may see his character, his love, his grace, his correction, his instruction in righteousness, or his redemption. You may see his foundational doctrines, Hebrews 6:1-3, such as repentance, faith, baptisms, laying on of hands, or eternal judgment. You may see his teachings revealed to his apostles, Acts 2:42. The point is that Jesus is going to be revealed through the scriptures, both Old Testament and New, 2 Timothy 3:15-16. Work with the inspiration that God is revealing. It's going to be Jesus. Glorify the Holy One of Israel. For there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12, New American Standard Bible.